I'm Karen Given, filling in for the vacationing Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, sports makes math more fun, but does math take all the fun out of sports? But first, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
Let's start with the NFL game that everyone's talking about. Who do you pick, New Orleans or San Francisco?
I think the Saints capital S will keep rolling because I know we're going to talk about the Saint lowercase s in a moment.
Well, all the talk has been about Denver v. New England. Get this, the 13-3 Patriots haven't beaten a team that ended up with a winning record all season. The Broncos went 8-8, but with last week's unlikely win over Pittsburgh, they're technically 9-8. So it's all Broncos all the way, right?
No, because New England went to Denver and kicked them all over the field earlier this season. And now they've got Denver at home in a game that they really need to shut people up. And if you give the Patriots any reason to want to shut people up, they will do it. I suspect this game will end up pretty much the same way they went at Denver did.
Tomorrow, Baltimore hosts Houston and the New York Giants are in Green Bay. Which teams advance?
I think Baltimore advances easily. I think Houston has got its playoff win. It's a nice season, but Baltimore is rested up. They're healthy. They're still one of, if not the best defensive team in the league. I think they handle Houston easily, and I think the Giants are going to beat the Packers. I think the Giants are playing right at the top of their form, especially defensively now, and if I had to pick an upset, that would be it.
College football experts were almost unanimous that LSU would win the BCS championship. So, of course, Alabama came out on top on Monday. Alabama was dominant, albeit not very exciting, in the 21-0 win. Did you manage to stay awake for the late touchdown in the fourth quarter?
Well, I was running around New Hampshire following Republicans, so anything else was a relief. I thought, you know, the Alabama defense keeping Louisiana State bottled up on its own side of the field for most of the game was really kind of a remarkable performance. Once again, I was struck by the fact that you had two of the best college football teams I've ever seen, and neither one of them had a quarterback. And Jordan Jefferson of LSU picked exactly the wrong time to have the worst game he's ever had.
At least one source says a deal is done to create some sort of playoff for next year's BCS championship. But BCS officials are considering 50 to 60 different proposals. Do you expect changes?
How can you possibly have 60 different proposals on how to run a football playoff? What's the 59th? Bobbing for apples? I mean, there's only so many ways you can do this.
I have a surprise for you, Charlie.
What's that?
Heisman winner RG3, that's Robert Griffin III, is leaving Baylor to go pro.
No!
I know!
Really? He might want to play in the NFL rather than do another year in Waco? It's hard for me to believe that. Good for him. He was the most exciting college football player of the year. I'm glad he won the Heisman. He's got no reason to stay. I hope he succeeds at the next level because he really is a terrific player.
On Wednesday, the NCAA approved the Cecil Newton Rule. It's a new bylaw that says any parent shopping an athletic child to a school is, in fact, an agent. Cecil Newton asked Mississippi State for a $180,000 payment in exchange for the services of Cam Newton. The new measure will close that particular loophole, but does it mean that new ones will open up?
First of all, the loophole is not closed. There's always an uncle or an aunt you can use as a bag man. Second of all, this is just another way for the NCAA to make sure that nobody but them gets any money. I'm sure some poor dad who's worked, 19 miserable jobs his entire life and has a kid who can throw the ball 90 yards will get caught and be made an example of. Frankly, whatever the NCAA does to tighten up its eligibility rules makes my skin itch. So I hope the Cecil Newton Rule, is shredded with loopholes within a year.
The NBA season is just 3 weeks old. Are there any surprises yet?
Well, the biggest surprise to me is that the Los Angeles Clippers are actually living up to their, wait for it, clippings! They got the Miami Heat at home and beat them, and they're being thrown across television on all the different platforms by the NBA. This is a good thing for the Clippers, and whose fans richly deserve a little bit of positive attention.
Well, it's a good thing for the Clippers, but what about us? Who are we going to make fun of all season
long? Well, we'll find someone, I'm sure.
According to HockeyFights.com, fighting majors and games with at least one fight in the NHL are down compared to last year. Do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing for the
sport? Question is, what does HockeyFights.com think of it? Because if they drop the fighting, what good is having the domain name HockeyFights.com? It is a good thing, and I hope it has something to do with the attention being given to chronic brain trauma in both the NFL and the NHL. And I've never been a big hockey fight fan anyway, and if it were to disappear entirely tomorrow, I wouldn't have any regrets at all.
Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig had maintained since 2008 that 2012 would be his last season at the head of the sport. How's that working out for him?
He's got his contract extended through 2014. We makes him the second longest tenured commissioner behind Kennesaw Mountain Landis. Bud Selig will be 80 years old when this deal ends. Why they decided to extend him and not look for a younger commissioner, I have no idea. The only thing I can think of is that his primary employers, namely the owners, like what he's doing.
Major League Baseball and the Dodgers have come to an agreement with Fox Sports. The team's existing media rights deal will be honored. But will anyone want to buy the bankrupt Dodgers without assurances of a better media deal in the future?
Well, this is, I mean, if you want to see the downside of Bud Selig's tenure, this is part of it, because it was he who kept meddling in the attempts to, quote unquote, rescue the Dodgers from the mess that was the McCourt divorce. And this is just a spinoff of that. I don't know who would be willing to invest in the Dodgers if your broadcast rights aren't clear.
Manny Ramirez, who retired from baseball rather than serve a doping suspension, wants back in. He's made a rather heartfelt pledge, don't you think?
Yeah, he wants to show that Manny can change, and he wants to show his kids that if you make a mistake, don't quit. Go back and fix it. I don't think there's any chance in the world that anyone will hire him.
Clearly, the Maryland legislature has solved all of that state's problems, because during the session, which started this week, they intend to consider whether fantasy football should be exempt from gambling laws. Wait, that can't be right.
Wait a minute. Federal law exempts fantasy football from gambling? I did not know this. What a scam!
Learn something new every day, right?
What an unbelievable scam. Look, do you put money down in fantasy football?
Yes.
Can you lose it?
Yes.
It's gambling. That's all I need to know.
And finally, Charlie, the Williams Formula One team has a plan to speed up drivers' pit stops. Care to explain?
Yeah, they're going to hire Michael Johnson, the legendary track star, to try to put a training program for the pit crew and then evaluate them in terms of, I guess, economy of motion and stuff like this. It sounds like a really good thing, except you might have to run 400 yards in a circle to change a tire.
Charlie Pierce writes the politics blog for Esquire magazine, and he joins Bill Littlefield each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.
The one thing I can tell you, the one thing you gotta do, you gotta move.
You can share your comments with Only a Game by writing to us care of WBUR-FM, 890 Commonwealth Avenue, Boston, Massachusetts, 02215, or by emailing oag@wbur.bu.edu. Please let us know on which station you hear Only a Game and how to pronounce your name. You can leave comments on our listener line by calling 617-353-1860 or visit our website, onlyagame.org.